This is St. Louis Public Radio. Actor Sean Gunn is busily promoting the revival of the television series Gilmore Girls, which premieres Friday on Netflix. The 42-year-old St. Louis native is reprising his role as Kirk, the quirkiest of the eccentrics who live in the fictional town of Stars Hollow. At the same time, he's been working with his brother, director James Gunn, on a sequel to the hit movie Guardians of the Galaxy. Gunn tells St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard that he's enjoying both projects, and he's amazed that 10 years after Gilmore Girls ended its run on TV, the show has lots of new fans.
It's been really crazy how much excitement there is. I mean, when the show was released on Netflix in its entirety about 3 years ago, it just had this resurgence of popularity. I am often surprised by how young the fans are. I went to see my nephew's play here in L.A. a couple of weekends ago, and he's a sophomore in high school, and he had people in his show who were really excited that his uncle was on Gilmore Girls, and they were 5 years old when the show went off the air. But I also have a lot of people telling me that they watched the show when it was on originally, and a lot of mothers and daughters who watched it together, which is kind of my favorite thing when you see the mothers and daughters who bonded over the show. That's a pretty cool thing.
So what was it like to get back into Stars Hollow and meet up with the rest of the cast?
It was really strange. I mean, it was wonderful. I think that it's often that you don't get to really appreciate what you're doing while you're doing it all the time, particularly when, as you said, I started in my 20s and, you know, had a whole different set of things that I was concerned about my career. Just getting the opportunity to go back in and get back into the skin of Kirk and have these great scripts again and work with all these great people was really a gift and just something really cool.
Has Kirk changed?
Kirk is still certainly Kirk. Kirk is a bit of an immovable object when it comes to how he looks at the world.
You've been very, very busy, and I know that you've got a couple of other projects that are coming up that are very different from the Gilmore Girls.
I do, yes. I did a psychological horror thriller called The Belko Experiment, which comes out on March 17th of next year. Really cool project about a bunch of people in an office building who are forced to start killing one another. It's another movie that my brother James wrote and produced. It's a really interesting film. If you don't like violence, you probably want to stay at home for this one. But I play the character Marty, who's sort of a stoner cafeteria worker, starts to lose it when things start to really go down. And then, of course, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 comes out on May 5th. I reprise my role as Kraglin. I'm very excited for fans to see it. I think if people liked the original Guardians, which a lot of people did, I think they'll really love this second movie.
How often do you get back to St. Louis?
Not enough. My parents have 5 of their 6 children live out in L.A., and so they come out here so much that I don't get back as often as I'd like. But I try to at least once a year go down and visit them down at their place down at the Lake of the Ozarks. And then if I can get into St. Louis, and I have a couple old friends there, but mostly I just need to see a Cardinals game and have some Ted Drews, eat both Emo's and pie pizza. I do wish I got back more often.
What about those Cubs?
I don't want to talk about it, but I can let me tell you this. For anyone who is nervous or upset about the state of the world today, we Cardinal fans just want to say, we told you so. The Cubs were not to be allowed to win the World Series, and now that they have, we told you so. But, you know, what are you going to do? They won, and I congratulate them for it.